Hi, how are you doing? How have you been? Welcome to Thirds by April podcast. My name is April and here I talk about God, love, and lifestyle. I share my experiences, I share my stories, and I love to share in the experiences of other people. I am happy to welcome you to episode 16. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Thirds by April podcast. If you're not a first-time listener, I'm happy that you're back here listening to this episode, so welcome. There is great news, amazing news about Thirds by April podcast. So, Thirds by April podcast reached and passed 1,000 plays. Like, the day that it happened, I was so excited. I was screaming and shouting. I was just dancing around. And my mom was like, is it more than this 1,000 plays? But Thirds by April podcast is important to me. My listeners are important to me. And of course, I could not hide the excitement. I still cannot hide that excitement. I am so excited that you have supported me enough to help me reach 1,000 plays and pass 1,000 plays. Come on, that's amazing. Thank you so much for your support. This one is a shout out to every single person who has at one time or the other clicked the play button. In fact, play button is even far. Who has at one time or the other clicked on the link, whether you played any episode or not. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much, you guys who give feedback every time. Thank you. And to celebrate the win, I decided to give customized Thirds by April podcast journals to a few top guys who always engage me. You know, there's some people who I am sure would send me voice notes, messages, emails, you know, after every episode. Like, I'm sure that I'm going to get something from them. Thank you so much, all of you. Thank you so much, all my listeners. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you. I cannot thank you enough. Thank you so much, guys. So now is a good time to connect with me on social media at Thirds by April Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. You can also reach out via email, thirdsbyapril@gmail.com. I'm always excited to read from you. Now let's go into the gist for this episode. Like I mentioned before, this is episode 16 and it is called Kindly Follow Back. Now, if you are a Twitter user or even an Instagram user, you'd sometimes see people in the comment section go, kindly follow back, I follow back, my follow back rate is 100%, follow me, you know, things like that. And when I see those things, I'm always like, really? Should I be asking people to follow me back just because I follow them? You know, I understand that people are trying to build a community. We're trying to build a brand. You want people to connect with you. You're trying to expand your connections, you know, and so you need people to follow your content. Come on, I just asked you to follow on Instagram and Facebook at Thirds by April Podcast. So it is just normal for you to want people to connect with you and to identify with your brand, to read your content, you know, to buy stuff if you sell stuff online. It's just normal for you to want people to connect. But have you stopped to ask yourself, what makes people follow other people on social media, right? Another question is, should I follow everyone that follows me? I think that the answers are very similar, right? What makes me follow anyone on social media is interest. Am I interested in what you're putting out? Am I interested in your craft? If I'm following an actor, it means that I probably enjoy seeing that actor in movies, you know, and I want to connect with them outside films or movies, you know. If I like or follow a singer or an artist online, it's just because I want to connect with that singer or artist. I appreciate what they do and I want to stay connected with them. I want to be up to date with the information around them and about them. So those are like the primary reasons. Of course, there are other reasons. Those who have issues, maybe following because they're stalking or they're obsessed, those ones are special cases. But I'm talking generally now. I want to follow a page that has content that I like, that has content that holds my interest, that has content that just makes me feel good. You know, something like that. I don't want to be following somebody that will make me uncomfortable. You know, and so in answering should I follow everyone who follows me on social media, I don't think so. What if this person who follows me does not put out content that I want to be seen? So this is not a transaction. It is not about, I followed you, so you should follow me, and you're coming to the comment box to type kindly follow back. I think that people should just ignore comments like that. That's my honest opinion, right? So if you're nice enough, you could open the person's profile to see if it's a page that you want to follow and then decide to follow or not. Now, there's a tricky part to this. What if I have friends, or maybe not friends, maybe people that I know who follow me on social media and who expect that I would follow them back. Now, imagine a scenario where these people put out content that I do not want to see, stuff that I do not want to relate with. What do I do? And these things are so stressful because people come to you like, oh, follow me, or I'm on social media, I'm trying to build a page, do this and do that. I do that. I want people to follow me on social media because I put out content that I think that people should be listening to or that people should be reading. And I know that almost all of us feel that way. So when a person is saying, okay, because I follow you, we're friends, you should follow me. In my head, I'm always like, do I really want to follow this person? Because I go through people's pages and I'm seeing content that I absolutely do not want to relate with. Like, some have sexual content, some have music with lewd lyrics that I absolutely do not want to listen to, stuff like that. I do not want to follow pages with stuff like that. And so when somebody like that pushes or encourages me to follow their page, I sometimes ignore. And then there are some times that you already follow this person and you didn't know, you had no idea that they put up content that you're not comfortable with. And once I see that kind of content pop up, you know, once or twice, I either like mute the person, block, or just unfollow altogether. And if you ask me, I'll tell you, I'm not comfortable with the kind of content that you put out. But I think fortunately for me, no one has come to ask me why I unfollowed or blocked or muted. I don't think they can even tell that you muted or blocked. No, I think they can tell that you blocked, but muted, no. But I know that they would know if you unfollow, you know. So I think that it's just good for you to take care of your space, right? It's your space. What you see, what you hear, all those things affect you. So if there is content that you don't want to be seen, then you should not be seeing it because somebody wants you to follow their page. Actually, social media is not really the cocoa of this gist. The real gist, or what I'm driving at with this episode, is sometimes, you know, there are people that you relate with. You probably like share stuff with them. You probably give pieces of advice, you know, things like that. And just because you're responsible towards them in that way, they feel the need to be that responsible to you as well. I don't know if you understand me. So because there is this gentle man or lady that I connect with and I share stuff with and I try to encourage, you know, they tend to feel like they have to do the same thing for me, which is not a bad thing. They may just appreciate me so much that they want me to feel good, you know, feel the way that I make them feel, something like that. I hope that you get it. I'm not talking about friends. I'm talking about people that you just know, acquaintances who appreciate how you make them feel and want you to feel as good. Now, sometimes in trying to reciprocate, they may be sharing stuff that you're not comfortable with. They may be giving advice that you cannot work with. They may be sharing stuff that do not agree with your values and your morals, you know. The point is, it is your responsibility to sieve what they're sharing. Now, they're not bad people. It's just them sharing what they understand or what they know or what they feel with you, because you do the same for them and it helps them feel better. So they feel like they need to do something for you just out of appreciation, nothing serious. And so they're probably giving bad advice or asking you to do stuff that your faith does not agree with or does not permit. It is your responsibility as a person to sieve these things. You know, what advice are you taking? What are you ignoring? What are you analyzing? How is it inspiring you? How is it not inspiring you? You know, so you don't have to do what they say because they do what you say. Something like that. I really hope that this makes sense to somebody. Remember that I said that these are not bad people. They just mean well by sharing with you, you know, by trying to help you feel better. So it is now your responsibility to try to know what you should be listening to and what you should not be listening to. So that's why I started with the should I follow everyone who follows me on social media analogy. You cannot follow everyone who follows you on social media because everybody that follows you may not be able to hold your interest when you follow them. Do you understand? So it's the same thing in real life. You cannot do what everybody says just because they sometimes find the things that you say helpful. I'm not saying that everybody would give you bad advice. I'm just saying that just be conscious, you know, be intentional about the kind of content, advice that you decide to take from people or that you decide to consume just because somebody is suggesting it to you. So that's the point of the whole episode, and I hope that somebody gets it because I feel like this is really important in the bid to not look mean to people. You may be tempted to take bad advice from them, and that is not okay. It is not okay. So we could all just try to be more intentional about what we listen to, who we listen to, and the kind of advice or content that we consume. If this made any sense to you, I would totally want to hear about it. Please reach out to me at thirdsbyapril@gmail.com or on Facebook and Instagram at thirdsbyaprilpodcast. I really, really want to hear if you got anything from this episode because this feels to me like something that is really, really important. I cannot end this episode without thanking you again for helping Thirds by April podcast to reach 1,000 plays and for helping to grow the numbers. Thank you so much, guys. I hope to catch you on the next episode in 2 weeks' time. Take care of yourself, be good, and be intentional about the kind of content that you put into your mind. Bye.